G-minus 66, Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado.
I have never come across any form of remote viewing,
Leisha said, the bluntness of his words plainly implying his own view that this idea, while no worse than any other and probably better than many, wasn't going to bring the group any closer to understanding what was going on with Piper.
Really? Never?
Tara pushed.
Not as an uplift power, and not even as a speculative thought,
Leisha replied.
The very concept is new to me.
The alien didn't have to ask Tara to expand upon what she meant by remote viewing, since, as ever, he was able to discern the thoughts behind her consciously asked question. In his mind, the idea of one individual remotely seeing everything experienced by another sounded utterly remarkable and in many ways desirable. But the fact that no one on New Kerguelen had even speculated as to the existence of such a power left him in great doubt that anything of that nature was at play here.
Just level with me here, Leisha,
Emma blurted out, crudely segueing towards the point at the forefront of her mind.
How bad an idea do you personally think it would be to take the leap through that gate?
Leisha upturned his palms, as he had seen humans do in place of a shrug from time to time.
It's a difficult question, but a promise I make is a prom-
I can answer from my perspective, Dan said. Emma encouraged him to do so. I want to do whatever it takes, but I do think we have to ask ourselves some very serious questions before we try to send anyone through that gate. Leisha isn't lying or bluffing when he says he would do it, though. I would, too, if it absolutely came down to that, but I'm not too big to say that the very existence of this gate scares me, or that I think we have to weigh up the risks very carefully. Emma was staring intently at her husband while she held their daughter, not disagreeing with any of what he said, but wondering where he was going with this talk about weighing up risks. If Piper had an actual terminal disease and the only possible cure was on the other side of the gate, I'd be on New Kerguelen right now looking for a way through it and Leisha would be right there with me, Dan went on. But my perspective right now is that we should talk to Sacco about Piper since he's the messenger's leading expert on interspecies communication, and at the same time we're doing that, we should try to get a team up there to study the gate and sweep everywhere for potential clues or answers to whatever questions we can think of. We need to sweep New Birchwood, we need to sweep the outpost, and maybe most of all, we need to sweep the whole of the Great Shelter. If the messengers allow us to forensically study the machines, you know, the ones they used to call elders, we might be able to learn something new and worthwhile. Leisha remained unusually and somewhat conspicuously silent after Dan's stream of consciousness statements and showed no sign of jumping in to either encourage or dissuade him towards or away from any particular line of speculation. We have literally no idea how the machines worked, Dan went on. Besides knowing that the architects used to send their answers to the messenger's questions in the form of transcripts, but think about it. Who's to say there might not be some kind of cache like you'd find on a computer? Maybe there's even a full record of transcripts piled up on some other kinds of screens inside the giant pillars. We don't know why those chimney-like pillars are there, because the machines in the outpost, which we all thought did the same kind of job, didn't have anything like them. So maybe there is a record of every transcript they ever sent to the shelter's machines. Who knows? Dan turned to Leisha now, as did most of the others, seeking some kind of indication as to his view on these increasingly scattergun ideas. When none came, with Leisha remaining stony-faced and silent, Dan shrugged and went on. He spoke mainly to Emma, who he was trying to give hope that answers could be found. We don't know how the machine's screens would have actually worked when they were operational, but maybe there's even some kind of artifacting like you get on some monitors. This is all speculative, obviously, because everything is. I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe I can put it like this. If you want to know what a tiger had for its dinner last night, it probably makes sense to turn over every stone and look for some tiger crap to study before you stick your head in its mouth to look around.
Tiger crap? Clark asked.
Clues, signs, anything, Dan said. Speaking metaphorically, in case you missed that part, there are a whole bunch of rocks to turn over on New Kerguelen before we have to resort to climbing into the tiger's mouth.
But Dan, this is urgent, Emma said. And anyone can call me selfish, I don't care, but when Piper is in danger, that is the main thing. I'm not ignoring the possible unwanted consequences of Leisha going through that gate to look for answers, but I don't think we should be paralyzed by hypotheticals. We should remember that the architects have gone from New Kerguelen and they didn't raise it to the ground before they left, so maybe they've lost interest. Or maybe they're just not worried enough about us anymore to think they need the messengers as a buffer.
With the always well-behaved Piper sitting quietly as she inquisitively gazed at the expressions around her while each face spoke, Dan placed a gentle hand on Emma's leg once more. I don't want to say you're overreacting or that you might think differently about all of this after you've slept, he said. And I don't want to say you'll see it differently once this gala is out of the way without any major problems coming up. But I also don't want to sit here and watch you agonize over things that might seem even worse than they are right now because of how fresh it all is. Earlier today, my mind was completely gone. I lashed out at Leisha when all he'd been doing was trying to help. I know you're not doing anything remotely like that, and I know that finding out Piper still has something going on with the powers is an upsetting thing, because I feel it too. But getting your heart set on certain high-risk courses of action that might not seem wise tomorrow isn't going to make you feel any better in the long run. And I'm thinking about your well-being right now, even if you can only think about Piper's. Emma breathed deeply and placed a hand on Dan's.
I'm trying to stay calm, she said quietly. I'm trying to be rational here, Dan. I really am. It's just...
And nothing with the gate would happen overnight. Clark butted in, lacking a degree of tact, but trying to help in his own way. If we are ever going to go through, we would need to send a probe before we send a crew, and stuff like that takes time. I think Dan's tiger crap idea of looking for clues could maybe even make Piper all better by the time crossing the gate was possible, and I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean it. Every time there was a brief, conversational pause, most eyes naturally fell on Emma. Understandably, emotionally and mentally exhausted by the weight of the day's main development and the complexity of everything that had arisen since then, she sat now with her eyes momentarily closed as her sternum rose and fell with deliberate breaths intended to help her maintain some degree of composure. The presence of Piper on her lap, an immediate reminder of what it was all about, actually made things easier than if she hadn't been there. And after her very brief moment of meditation, Emma opened her eyes again and made the baby laugh warmly with a well-placed tickle. Leisha, Clark said, filling a quietness that had been punctuated only by Piper in the last 10 or 15 seconds. What do you make of Dan's ideas?
Well, in no way do I mean to imply that any of these suggestions are without merit, the alien stated. And the notion of transcripts being recorded and preserved in some way within the machine's pillars is one I will explore as a matter of high priority. But I feel the time is now right, after this mention of transcripts, to explain that the developments causing stresses and difficulties on New Kerguelen, as you call our world, began before we discovered the gate. You see, the gate is not all we have discovered with unsettling links to the architects. There is something else I wish to share.